We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This week on the Aggies All the Way podcast, I was able to sit down and chat with brand new Utah State men's tennis head coach Aaron Pianin, as well as Felipe Acosta, who's a junior on the team. And Utah State has had a lot of success in men's tennis the last few years. They've won 3 Mountain West championships in the last 4 years. And so I thought this was a good time to sit down and talk with them. They've got their season opener this weekend at home against Grand Canyon University. So enjoy the interview. All right, Aaron, Felipe, good to have you guys on. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
I've been trying to get tennis on for a while, and I figure with the season starting up this weekend, it's perfect timing. And so I appreciate you guys coming on. How's everything going?
Yeah, it's been good. The first week back has been good. Today was our fourth day of practice since coming back to school, and everybody's hitting the ball well, and everybody seems to be pretty excited about this weekend and the rest of the season.
Well, and you guys jump right into it. Yep. I mean, this weekend hosting Grand Canyon, and we'll get into that a little bit. But you're feeling ready, Coach. You're new here.
Yep.
You just came in. You said in August, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Beginning of August.
Beginning of August. So how's everything been? I mean, how's settling in been, and you finding your ground here in Logan?
Yeah, that's been easy, and everybody had been asking me that question whether or not I'd gotten settled in. But yeah, it's been easy to settle in. The university's been a very welcoming place. The city of Logan's been a very welcoming place. Just the support that the athletic department receives here at Utah State's been awesome. So easy transition.
So for those who might not know your background, tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got here and where you were previously, all that kind of good stuff.
Previously, I was at University of Detroit Mercy for 4 years, coaching both men and women. Mm-hmm. From the west side of the country, Arizona, California is where I spent most of my time. So I was excited to be able to get back out this side of the states. Mm-hmm. And once this job opened up, I was really excited about it. The entire athletic department, specifically the tennis program, has done very well the last couple of years. We're in a very good conference, very competitive conference. So feel very fortunate to be here right now.
Well, I mean, looking at the athletics department as a whole, there's not a ton of argument that men's tennis has been the most successful sport since mm-hmm. moving to the Mountain West a few years ago. I imagine that was a pretty big part of the appeal.
Oh, yeah.
to coming to Utah. What was really, I mean, other than that, what was appealing about this job to you?
Just the success the program's had.
Yeah.
And a good conference, and in a strong conference. The Mountain West Conference is a very, very good conference. You know, in the Group of Five, I would argue it's probably the top conference. Mm-hmm. So to have the opportunity to take that step up, get to that next level, was definitely something that was a goal of mine. And I'm not really sure why I've felt this way, but for as long as I've been coaching, I've always looked at the Mountain West as a conference that I wanted to be a part of. Was in the West Coast Conference for 6 years, so we would play against a lot of Mountain West teams. So to have the opportunity to be a head coach in this conference at Utah State has just been awesome.
Well, I know you've had a little bit of time to get your feet set and everything, and obviously you had the fall season. Has everything gone according to plan so far?
With any transition with a new coach coming in, you never know really what's going to happen. It's tough to just come in and expect certain things to go certain ways. So there's definitely been some adjusting there, but I've been very fortunate to inherit a bunch of really good guys, not just good tennis players, but good character guys, high, you know, quality student athletes. So, you know, it's the things are definitely moving in the right direction.
Sure. Now, Felipe, I'm sure people have probably noticed the accent when you talk. Tell us about where you're from. I mean, you're from Argentina.
Yeah, I'm from Buenos Aires. Yeah, I came to the States 2 years and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm a junior already. Yeah, when I was 18, I love playing tennis, but I know it's super hard to go pro. So I had the opportunity to come to the States, play D1 college tennis. So I took it, and I love it.
Obviously, you know, it was a different coaching staff that recruited you. What was it like for them coming down and finding you? I mean, was it something that you had to put yourself out there and get discovered, or they just came down, found you? And I mean, what was the draw to come to Utah State?
For college tennis, it usually starts on Facebook. Yeah, the old coach, he sent me a message by Facebook. Hi, I'm James Wilson. I'm the coach at Utah State. He proposed me to play for them, and I had another proposals too, but he convinced me because he had success in the past years. Logan is a beautiful place, and I'm interested in the business college here, so that's why.
So has Logan been about what you expected? I mean, did you actually come up for a visit before you committed here, or was
No, I did not. But yeah, it has been awesome so far. The past 3 years, they have been great. Yeah.
A little bit of a smaller town than Buenos Aires, huh?
Yeah, but I'm originally, my hometown is smaller. There are like 60,000 people, mm-hmm. So it's pretty similar.
I gotcha. So you were telling me just before we started recording, you got to go back home for Christmas, played in a tournament down there. Is tennis a pretty big sport in Argentina?
Yeah, I mean, it's like soccer is the first sport, rugby the second, and maybe tennis the third.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's something that you really grew up doing?
Yeah, I started playing tennis when I was 8 years old. I play until I was, like I said, until I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have my dream is to go pro. But you got to have a big tennis level to get there. So my plan is to keep developing the next 2 years and try a couple of years after.
Definitely. Yeah. Now, speaking of foreign players, your roster is full of them right now. I mean, you've got players from Romania, Sweden, Switzerland, obviously Argentina on the roster. Is that something that you as a coach plan to keep you know, recruiting foreign and bringing in a lot of foreign players, or is it, I mean, what's your recruiting philosophy as a coach?
We're going after anybody that we can get.
We
want to bring in the best student athlete possible. So we spend a lot of time speaking with American kids, but mm-hmm. we also spend a lot of time speaking with internationals. I mean, tennis is an international sport. You look at some of the other programs here at the university, there's probably not a whole lot of options in other countries to play sports like football or softball, but tennis is very much an international sport. So, we're just going to go after the best players that we can find and go after kids that want to be a part of this university and want to be a part of this community.
Well, it seems like it's, I'm sorry.
Yeah, adding on to that, like, I think international players, they love the opportunity to come in here because they don't have the opportunity back home of playing the sport you love, you're so passionate about, and study and getting a degree at the same time. If I'm trying to do the same thing in Argentina, I would have to attend classes 7-8 hours a day and then try to practice in other facilities. Here I have the full combo. I can schedule my classes, then go practice with my coaches. If I am excused from not going to class, so it's the best opportunity you can have for an international player.
I can see why that would be appealing to an international player, or really to anybody, I mean, that wants to continue playing tennis. And it seems like tennis has grown quite a bit in the States in recent years. I don't really have my ear to the wall on that kind of stuff, but have you seen tennis grow the last decade or so?
Honestly, not a whole lot.
Yeah.
I think in this country, kids have so many opportunities.
Right, you know, different options.
In high school, just looking at high schools, how many sports are available to kids? You know, it's basketball, football, baseball, soccer, volleyball, sure. Golf, track, field, cross country, water polo. I mean, the list goes on. What I find usually internationally, it's either you play soccer, you play tennis, or maybe hockey and tennis. I know basketball's definitely growing internationally, and we've got a couple solid international kids on the basketball team here. But yeah, I just think with a sport like tennis, it's such a global sport. So we're not just focusing on one area. We have the opportunity to really focus on a lot of different places, which makes it kind of special. Just how unique our roster is. I think right now we have four continents represented: North America, South America. We have four continents represented right now on the team. Been talking to some kids in Australia, so maybe there'll be a fifth that'll be added.
Maybe.
Well, I know the women's tennis team is very diverse as well. And speaking with their coach a little while ago, he said I think he called them the United Nations of USU. I thought that was pretty funny. So right now, I mean, if you go online, look at the roster, there's five guys on there. I know that you guys have more things in the works, and you're trying to fill that out, but only two returning players, obviously, Felipe, you being one of them. Kind of a crazy situation to come into. What's that been like trying to establish a roster this year? And, I mean, are you going to be ready to go this weekend?
Yeah, no, we have seven guys right now. Six are eligible for this weekend. Working on an eighth player. Right now, somebody actually who's on campus.
I gotcha.
But yeah, we have a small roster and we have a young roster. So we'll be starting four freshmen this weekend. Nothing wrong with that. It's a great opportunity for them to get experience early on. They've proven this fall that they can compete at a high level. So yeah, I'm not too concerned about that. It's kind of nice to know that. For the next few years, the core group of guys are guys that we're going to be able to work with for a long time.
It's true. If you're starting four freshmen this weekend, that means look at 3 or 4 years from now.
Right.
But as one of the returning vets on this team, Felipe, I mean, it's got to be. I'm sure you feel the load on your shoulders and realize that you've got to lead this team. What's it been like for you with this many young players to kind of be one of the only two guys coming back?
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to lead the way. I can show that by. And always showing up to practice on time, putting my best effort, trying to communicate my ideas, the way I compete. And I always tell them to ask me questions, how it works. I try to help them not only on-court but off-court, how to set up the classes, how to prepare for exams. Because if you're a student-athlete, you have two phases. You're like I said, an athlete and a student, and you got to take care of both so you can compete during the season.
Yeah, for sure. With these new players, what can you tell me about what some of these new players are going to bring to the team? And specifically, I mean, it seems like just looking at the bios and looking at some of the backgrounds of the players you're bringing in, it seems like it should be a pretty strong team.
Yeah, I last time I had four freshmen starting on a team, we won the regular season conference championship. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like I said earlier, with the guys that we have, they're excited. They're really excited. They know they've got the opportunity to play. They're not having to sit around wondering whether or not they're going to play. There's not a whole lot of pressure on them because we have such a small roster that they can pretty much expect to play all the time, whether they have a good day or a bad day. So I think that there's just not that bullseye maybe that's been on Utah State's tennis, men's tennis back the last couple of years because of how many young guys we have on the team. So they can go out there and have fun and play freely and just go after it with nothing to lose.
At the same time, though, I mean, it's been four straight years since you guys have lost more than one game in conference play. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that, you know, the Mountain West is looking at it saying they've got a lot of new guys. You're also a team that has done so well for so many years. Does that put a little added pressure on as a coach coming into that?
Yeah, but that's what you want.
Right. Yeah, big shoes to fill.
Yeah, that's what you want. And I was really hoping that the next move that I made in my coaching career was going into a program that was already established. Yeah, Clancy and James, the two coaches before me, did an awesome job putting this program on the map. So, you know, that's what I wanted. That's something that we've talked about as a team is that pressure. That's something to embrace. That's something to feel good about because it means you're doing something of significance. So, no, that's a good thing.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, and Felipe, you've been a big part of that for the last few years. Of those, you know, there's been championship teams and there's been teams that have done so well. How do you keep that rolling?
I mean, adding up to that to the new guys, like I always tell my guys that during my freshman year, there were also four freshmen during the lineup and we won the championship anyways.
That's a good point.
So, and we are excited to go. Like, we are not thinking about defending the last championship. We are thinking about doing it again. And having new guys in the team, they are, like the coach said, they are super excited to go. We're going to take it one match at a time. Like we always do.
Well, I've been to games at the Sports Academy when there's a lot of people there, and when people are really loud and getting into it, and because of just the way that place is built, it echoes and it gets really loud and really crazy. I've got to imagine that adds a pretty nice advantage for you guys when you have a big crowd at home.
Yeah, I love playing at home. I remember one of the last games against San Antonio. There were like 200 people out there.
Uh-huh.
College tennis is so different from real tennis. If you are playing at Wimbledon, everyone is so silent, you cannot talk. And here you can cheer for your teammates, you can be loud, you can play with the crowd. I love the atmosphere out there.
It really is a fun environment. And then when you're outside, even better because you get the sunshine. And it's right across from Aggie Ice Cream.
Oh, that's right.
That's always my move. I go get some ice cream.
A good post-workout meal, yeah.
Post-workout meal. So you guys get things going this weekend. Grand Canyon on Saturday, that's 11 o'clock a.m. And then Idaho the following week. It's got to be nice to be able to kind of ease into the season, not opponent-wise, but just being at home and taking it one game per week
right.
for these first few weeks.
Yeah. No, definitely nice to start out at home. Much rather start at home than on the road. So, yeah, anytime we can schedule that way, we will.
Well, you said the fall season's fun, but this is what it's all about. I'm excited to see you guys get out there this weekend and get things really going. It seems like, you know, it's an exciting season, a lot of questions up in the air, but, you know, it seems like you're very positive about it, and it should be a good season, and Mountain West tennis is always competitive. Mm-hmm. So good luck this year, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming on the show as well.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.